What does multi-layered metadata look like in practice? Let's analyze how one very common mega widget, that is, the sub-interface on the HID, for the calls to action is produced, using the flash flood hazard type for illustration. In doing so, we'll initially bounce between two files. On the right is the hazard-specific metadata for the convective FFW type. On the left is common metadata, which is a large collection of shared resources and method definitions used by many hazards, as we'll shortly see. In fact, let's specially reserve the left side of the screen for centralized files, as we'll need to involve another one shortly, versus files which are tailored to a single hazard on the right. We have already reviewed that the execute function is central to assembling each hazard's custom HID. So it's no surprise that the hazard metadata file dictates interface components, which includes last in the list and last on the HID, the getCTA request highlighted here. Now, getCTAs provides the general definition of the mega widget for calls to action. We've seen that almost every hazard uses this mega widget, so it's only practical to place this definition in a central place accessible by all. Thus, it finds a home in the common metadata rather than being duplicated in every derivative hazard file. Next, the CTA interface can't be assembled without choices for the checkboxes, hence an embedded function call to getCTAChoices. Because the CTA choices should ultimately match the hazard, it should make sense that the hazard metadata file this time defines this function, with a list of choices that suits its needs. Sure enough, we can see this function simply returning a list of more functions, each of which in particular appears to be related to populating a specific call to action. Picking the CTA stay away method to follow one step further, we find we have to look in a different file, which holds all CTA and impact statements, but a shared one very much like common metadata. This single centralized file is, naturally, called callsToActionAndImpacts.py and resides in the utilities directory. Let's disregard for now how this file is linked and follow the thread to our desired CTA. Now we're finally at the end of the ride. In the callsToActionAndImpacts file, we discover that the CTA stayAway function returns a dictionary consisting of several text strings, one of which is, at last, the label used to populate stay away in the call to action mega widget. Success! But why was the last link in this chain, the call to action definition itself, stored in a separate, centralized file and not in the hazard specific one itself? Once again, though it might be used by the FFW hazard type, stay away is a frequently used call to action displayed by many hazards. Defining this and most of the CTAs in a central file is a matter of practicality, since there they are defined and maintained in only one place, where they can be accessed by many hazards.